The following podcast is a part of the Spin Studio Network.
This is Happy Hour with Lucy and Nikki.
Cheers, babes. Welcome to Happy Hour, the real life shit you only discuss over a drink. But before we start, a little disclaimer.
Today we're here for a good time, not a long time. So if you're easily offended, I honestly don't know why you're still even here. Pack up the sad little party, your Crocs, your box dye, and just get the fuck out, truthfully.
Hi, punters. It's producer Courts here. And today's episode is going to be a little bit of a different one, which I think you're probably getting given you're hearing my voice first. The team here at the Spin Studio wanted to put together a little something to surprise Lucy and Nikki to celebrate their second birthday of Happy Hour. So let's take it back to the very beginning before we get into today's ep. It all started a few years ago when I sat down with my brother Sam and we decided to start our own podcast network. And we were thinking about who we could do for our very first podcast. And I thought, you know who I think would make a really good podcast? These two girls who I follow on Instagram. They're always partying. They're so open and honest on their Instagram and I'm obsessed with their Insta stories. I reckon they would have some wild stories. So jumped on my computer, emailed Lucy Jackson and said, would you mind coming into our office for a meeting? I got a reply and basically Lucy asked if we could go to them because she was too busy. So I was sitting there thinking, how the hell am I going to get Sam Mangan to Burleigh for two girls he has never met before? And the rest is history. I couldn't be more proud of you girls, Lucy, Nikki, everything you have achieved with this podcast. It's no easy feat showing up week in and week out with a hangover and sharing so much of yourself with complete strangers. But it's that honesty and vulnerability that has made us all punters. Well, I certainly didn't know what I was in for in those early days, but I'm so glad that I've been along for this ride. I love you both and happy birthday to Happy Hour. Anyway, that's enough from me. Here are a few other people who wanted to wish you both happy birthday for your second birthday as well, starting with Sam Mangan.
I tell you what, almost 7 million downloads. What a ride it has been. Happy birthday, Queens. It started as a Mexican standoff. I wouldn't go there. You wouldn't come here. But in the end, as I did for Kris Jenner, I traveled down to Burleigh and thank God I did. Love you the absolute most. Bug rolls and lychee martinis all round immediately following this. Love you the most.
Next up, we have the woman who brought What a Do Baby to our lives, episode 25, M. Davies.
Happy, happy birthday to Happy Hour. Oh, chicks, where do I start? I can't even think of what memory to choose from. But the first one that comes to mind, I mean, we've had lots of good memories together. Like, oh my God, I miss it so much. But there's one that comes to mind, and that would be our little spontaneous trip to Tulum to watch Rufus play. Now, I feel like we've probably told this on the podcast, but I'm going to say it again because it's literally just my favorite memory in general, let alone our favorite memory together. But basically, we spent the day in Cancun on golf buggies, pretty much doing a bar hop around a little island in Mexico. Got obviously super turned up, caught a boat home, continued drinking, continued partying. Nikki got a message from one of the guys from Rufus, and next thing you know it, we jumped in a taxi for 2 hours all the way to basically Tulum, drive through, which when I think about it, we weren't even allowed in there because none of us had our IDs. We had no tickets. It was a 3-day festival that we were only invited to from the Rufus boys. Like, we had no tickets, nothing. And somehow we managed to get in. We walk through the gates and it is literally just a massive beach with neon palm trees with Rufus playing. Like, oh my God, I can remember how I felt in that moment when we walked in there, and all I want to do is relive it. Like, it was just, oh my God, I miss it. But it was the best. And then what did we do? We went backstage with them, partied with them for ages. And then long story short, the boys were actually meant to be going over to the other stage to, I can't remember if they were going over to the other stage to watch someone play or to play themselves, but they basically said to their manager, look, we're not going without the girls, which was us. So their manager managed to rustle up tickets for all of us And then we basically got in a car and went to the other stage and were backstage the whole time at 4 a.m. watching Golden Features play. Oh, my God. It was honestly just the best. Like, it was the best. And I miss it so much. And, yeah, I guess I just want to say congratulations for all of your success on this podcast. You guys, honestly, I've listened to every single episode. You guys are my best friends, but I'm also a punter. Like, I love you guys so much and I'm so proud of everything you do. And happy birthday to Happy Hour. Love you guys.
Next up, we have guests from episode 156, Bants with the Stafford Brothers, and episode 44, Brooke Evers.
Hey, it's Matt from the Stafford Brothers. I just want to say happy birthday to you girls. What an amazing result. What an amazing success. I would say one of my highlights was early on DJing at Magnetic Island and having Lucy Kate Jackson, LKJ, as our go-go dancer on one of the podiums.
I'm going to second that because when I was DJing up there as well, she was, you know, in the little tidy whiteys up on the podium.
Oh, never forget it. Never forget it. You know, and also there's an old photo floating around with the girls holding a Stafford Brothers TV, like, flyer thing, and I just think that's gold.
Oh, my God. Happy birthday, girls. Yep. Happy 2 years of the greatest podcast of all time. And we love you lots.
Next up, one of the podcast faves, episode 52, Making Margaritas Out of Lemons with George Hunter.
Hey, girls, it's Gorgeous George, the Gunt. I really want to say a massive happy birthday to the whole Happy Hour team. You both work so hard on the podcast on top of all your other businesses, and to see you girls thrive over the last few years has been a massive inspiration for me and I think a lot of people that listen to this podcast. Courtney's asked me to share a memory that I have with the girls, and while there's some like super obvious ones that stand out, like the festivals and the trip up to the Wet Sundays, there's one I kind of just remember. Just Luce and Nick and Ollie and I were all hung as fuck, feeling terrible and eating ice cream at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday. And for some reason, we got into this full laughing fit to the point where I thought I was going to fucking suffocate. And because Lucy was doing a full aggressive super cackle laugh, I couldn't stop laughing. So I had to leave the room so I didn't fucking black out. And I think I might have wet myself again that day. It's just a weird one that I just really enjoy thinking back at those times. I also remember like 3 or 4 years ago when they used to live next to Shano. Massive shout out to Shano when we used to sit around and just talk absolute shit over a couple of wines watching the sunset at Burley. They were really, really great times. Anyway, girls, I love you. Congrats again. Happy birthday to Happy Hour. YSB, you stupid bitches.
All right, next up is Amber from episode 7, How to Be Single. And if you don't remember, the funny German story.
Hey, Nick and Luce, it's Amber. Just wanted to wish you a huge happy second birthday. That is just wild to think that this podcast has been going for 2 years. I tell you all the time, I'm a punter myself and I really look forward to the episodes every week because you guys just continue bringing really cool content. I love the people that you're getting on. I always am having such a lol listening to it. But also, like, it's not all just fun and happy. You know, there are some real serious moments in it. And I think what I'm most proud of from a friend perspective is just how real you guys are. It's such a cool, authentic podcast. People get to hear your ups and downs. They feel like they're a part of your life. And they can be inspired how much you guys have embraced the changes that you've gone through in the last few years. And you guys have had so much success and you're still the same people. Like, you will never change, which is really cool too. So I'm super proud of you guys. And Court asked what was our favorite moment or story with you, but I just can't pick one. I think that we said on the podcast about how we were perving on that cute guy that was showering from the surf when we were sitting at Rickshaw's one day. And when he went to wave at us, remember, Lucy, you told him that you'd punch him in the throat. And I really was concerned about your flirting skills because at that time you weren't single. So hopefully they've improved. But otherwise, my favorite memories would just be dropping into your office. When I lived on the coast, I'd just drop in and just have a bit of a dance and some wines. And I just never knew what I'd run into. And I think they were probably my fondest memories of my time at the coast with you guys. And of course, Hale Street was also some fun memes there. So I hope you all just celebrated in style. I wish I could be there with you, but I mean, I wouldn't be able to really drink because I'm pregnant, which is a bit of a drag, but no, it's exciting. But next time I see you, I will probably be as big as a house. So I look forward to catching up with you guys, and I will listen to you next week. Love you guys. Mwah.
All right, here's Benny from Busika.
I'm going to get a little sentimental here and say my favourite memory with the girls was probably side of stage with them at Sounds About Right Festival, dancing our asses off. And I just had this little moment when I realised that without these two girls, I would have nothing up here. You girls have given me some of my best friends, and I'll forever call you girls family. I thank you so much for everything. Happy birthday. And I can't wait to see what you girls conquer in the future. Mwah.
Next up, we have Carlene from episode 23, model and photographer, the real behind the scenes.
Hey, hey, boobsies. Happy second birthday to the Happy Hour podcast. I'm so proud of you girls. Everything that you've achieved in the past 5 years that we've been friends is incredibly inspiring to not only me, but this beautiful community that you've created. And you've just had a blast the whole time that you've been doing it. We've created so many memories together. From like coat hangering myself at the airport, running late to every flight that we've ever had, getting run over, nearly getting deported from California for trespassing, waking up naked on your couch with a tidy little box. Thank you, Maddie. Love you. And I just can't wait for all the memories that we're going to create together from here on out. And I love you. I can't wait to grow old with you. Congrats, girls. You deserve it all.
Now we have a special message from Michelle and Zara from Shameless, episode 77.
Hey, Lucy and Nikki. It is Zara and Michelle from Shameless here. Happy second birthday. Huge congratulations. It is no easy feat keeping a podcast alive for 2 years. And you guys have just gone from strength to strength and have absolutely smashed it. When Courtney actually reached out and asked us to flick you a message, she said, "Tell us your favorite memory with the girls." And the first thing that I could think of was when we were on your podcast about a year ago now, I think it was. And heading into the podcast, I realized very quickly that I needed to give you a completely wild story to open up the interview. And I was like petrified because I have absolutely nothing wild to my name, but you guys made it so chill and so easy, and you are absolute pros at what you do. So congratulations again. I'm going to hand the mic to Mish. We're not actually in the same room because of lockdown, but she's going to record her message in here now. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Gotta love a lockdown recording. Guys, you should be so bloody proud of what you have done and what you have achieved. I hope you know that you have two fans and two admirers in Zara and I. We just think you guys are awesome, and the content you put out every single week is so epic. So I trust that you will be celebrating in the best possible way. This is an awesome achievement. And yeah, we hope you are proud of yourselves because we are cheering you on.
All right, next up, the icon Ollie Frost from episode 17.
Hello, chicks. Happy second birthday to Happy Hour. They've asked for a story of one of my favourite memories with you both. One of the faves probably isn't PJ and can't go on the potty, but I still don't know where to start, as there's been that many good memes. I guess one that stands out was the first podcast I did with you both. It all started, or I guess for me, started very early at our Revs in Melbourne. Straight from Revs, Melbourne Airport, land at the GC, Jesse picks me up, and we race to the podcast studio, as of course I'm running late. Finally get to the spin studio, nail the potty with the chicks, absolute belter of a potty, absolute bands. Then it's a wrap in Nick's car, then we're on the way to Brisbane Airport to get on a flight to Bali. Whoever thought we'd all be off to Bali together. Couple of fun times at the airport. Duty-free Ollie goes shopping. We upgrade off and we all fly business, getting pretty loose. Land in Bali, have the most amazing holiday ever. Chicks going brah, brah, around Burley on the scooters. End up at different day clubs, parties, then a salter, some epic villa kick-ons. But one lunch that really stands out was that a seafood joint. That was highly recommended by you girls. We get there and the fish and the calamari and all the seafood sitting in the cabinet, and holy fuck, I reckon it was sitting there for 2 weeks minimum, no joke. I was like, fuck that, give me veggie Nasi goreng. Because you girls recommended it though, you're like, nah, gotta stay strong. We're gonna get this fish on the grill and enjoy it and prove to the boys that there's nothing wrong with this joint, even though it looked absolute foul and there's bloody flies buzzing around it all. Surprisingly not, you didn't get sick and it was all good. In saying that, we did end up going back a few nights and it was absolutely amazing. One of the nights we went back there, ended up getting 20 espresso martinis, and that was a fucking belter. Anyways, love your chicks. Congrats to the potty. Love Frosty.
Next up is a message from everyone's favourite advice giver, episode 28, A Lesson in Self-Love with Alexis.
Hi, girls. Just wanted to say happy birthday to you guys with the Happy Hour podcast. I'm so, so proud of you for what you guys have achieved in such a short amount of time and the cult that you've created. That's so fucking amazing. I'm so proud of you. I just wanted to share some of my favorite memories with you guys, but I do know that I have to keep it PG, so I can't really go into detail of the time Lucy and I got arrested in Colombia. Good times, or the time Lucy got abused by a German because unluckily Nikki was not there to witness the joy of that moment. But even though there are so many amazing memories with you girls, all of them including Lucy falling asleep at a random location, my all-time favorite memory with you girls would hands down be our improv days. Bring them back. I can't wait to be able to do that again in person. But the best scene was when Nikki was adopting Lucy as a six-year-old and she was like, hello, I'm your new mum. That's got to be up there with one of the best. And Lucy dressed up as a cowboy. I could go on forever, but I won't. I just want to say huge congratulations. I love you guys so much and I cannot wait to see you guys in the flesh. Congratulations and happy birthday to Happy Hour.
Now it's time for the guest from episode 95, Seize the A with Spoonful Sarah, Sarah Davidson.
Happy second podcast birthday, beautiful girls. Huge, huge achievement. Congratulations. You deserve all the joy and success in the world. My favourite memory of you both is when you jumped on Seize the A, which was such a delightful chat. And in the process of my research, I had to unearth some pretty ripper throwback photos to you both as Red Bull promo girls, where your beautiful love story began. Hope you guys have a wonderful time celebrating and lots of love from Seize the A.
Next up, we have everyone's favourite spiritual guru, Jack, episode 81, The Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
Oh, my girls, I am so proud of you. Congratulations on such a successful journey with your podcast. Whoever would have thought? But that's who you are. That's who you are for me. That's who you are for others. You are just truth on wheels, doing you, inspiring others, and just creating magic purely by showing up and sharing all that is. The most memorable time I've had with you two, it's all of it, to be honest with you. I think there's two moments that stand out for me. The funniest would have to be our night in Burley, the frozen pasta, loose, could not wait, dipping the tomato in the salt because we were just having way too much fun. When I turned to Nikki and said, have you eaten two pieces of pizza? And Nikki actually couldn't even speak. She was too busy feeding her face while Lucy, you were on the couch just doing you. And Nick didn't even reply to me. She just held three fingers up while she kept shoveling the food in. And then Alecki rocks up and turns the backpack upside down and literally sprays us with chocolate bars. So many funny moments. One of my most memorable would have to be the sheer joy and surprise on your faces when you walked out onto the stage during Happy Hour. My heart melted. I felt you feel just the wow. And, yeah, I'm just so grateful and so humbled to be doing life with you, to call you my friends and keep showing up. We love you. Just lots of love. Thank you so much, guys.
Next up, we have Tim from episode 35, DJ Life with Chumba Music.
What's going on, legends? It's Tim from Chumba. I just want to give a massive happy birthday to Lucy and Nikki. Their podcast has been amazing. We've been on there a few times and we've had an absolute ball. If I could think about one memory that probably comes to mind that I can actually say on air would probably be the first time we've done a podcast together. We got a little bit lit in the studio and end up going back to my place at the time, I think, and done a little lock-in DJ set where we managed to DJ on the decks, but they were actually a clothesline. So Now, I had some absolutely amazing time with you, legends. Happy birthday, and I can't wait to see you guys soon. Enjoy. Let's go.
Next up, we have two lords from episode 27, Ned and Tegan.
Hello.
Hey, Lucy and Nick. It's Tegan and Ned here.
Josh.
We just wanted to congratulate you girls on 2 years of Happy Hour.
Congratulations.
And we have so many good memes with you guys, but one in particular. Take
He's
it away.
Definitely, I would say, us all in Paris. We had our Kirsch Airbnb and we all decided to blare some tunes on the portable speaker.
Got a little bit lit.
And then I don't know whose decision it was to go in a tuk-tuk around Paris for like an hour.
And then we just circled the Eiffel Tower blaring Blammer
Whistle
Bridge.
And LJ hanging out the tuk-tuk and Nikki telling Lucy that she wasn't straight fire.
Fucking the memes. Every second of it. So good.
That's definitely our favourite. Anyway, we love you girls. Congratulations.
Love yous.
Next up, we have the iconic Jim Jackson. He needs no introduction.
Hey, Kiki and Momo. It's Jim here coming from the middle of the desert while I'm out at work. Congratulations on the second birthday of the podcast, I think, 2 years. I mean, you started off doing some pretty big name guests, aka me, so it just seemed to have gone downhill from there. But no, thanks so much for having me on there. Congrats on 2 years of it. I am just shocked you've still got shit to talk about. Congrats, though. It's come a long way from telling dumb stories about a fake Uber and pretending to me you got a baby to some, yeah, pretty important episodes now. I was asked by lovely producer Courtney to give my favourite memory with you two. Look, I would have said the live show, but frankly, I remember sweet fuck all from that entire 24 hours. Pretty big 24 hours of my life, TBH. But my favourite memory with you girls, I think our trip to Bali, cruising the streets when you girls kind of, I don't know, became a name and we could get all that accommodation for free. That was pretty good. And yeah, there's been so many memories down the years and I'm sure there'll be plenty more memories down the track as we all get old and withered. I can't wait to hear the day when you do got baby. That would be ideal. And I do be Uncle Jim. I look forward to it. Anyway, girls, congrats on 2 years of the podcast and look forward to plenty more episodes. Episode 4000, Lucy gets Bobo on her leathery old lady skin. All right, catch you later.
Now it's time for a bit of manifesting energy with Laura Grady from episode 167, Manifest Your Dream Life.
Hey, Lucy and Nikki, it is Laura Grady here. I just wanted to wish you a very happy second birthday for Happy Hour. Such a massive congratulations to you two and to the whole team. It is really special what you've all created with this podcast and has had such an amazing impact on all those who listen. Thank you so much for speaking to some really important topics and for making everyone laugh along the way. It takes a really special kind of human to be able to do that and an incredible gift as well. And you both hold it. So happy second birthday again. And I hope that there are many, many, many more to come. Congratulations on all that you've done. Thanks.
Next up, it's a big show with Matt, aka All Right Hey, episode 103.
Oh, it's a big show, love. Hello, Lucy and Nikki. It's All Right Hey, and I'm wishing you a big congratulations on 2 years of the Happy Hour podcast. My goodness, doll, it's the terrible twos. Although I think it's going to be the terrific twos. I bloody love yous. I absolutely cannot wait to see what else you come up with. Keep making us laugh. Keep making us smile. And thank you for being just so amazing. One of my favourite memories with you is from the Stacks event early this year. You two just welcomed me with open arms. You were so fabulous. You were so kind. And you were exactly what I expected. And I absolutely love that. So thank you for being you. All the best, loves. Congratulations. Mwah. Kisses and cheers. Have a drink for me, please.
The dating queen herself has left a message for the queens. Kat Hennessy, episode 96, How Not to Date.
Hello, my absolute queens. It's Kitty Cat here. I just want to say a massive happy birthday to Happy Hour. And I mean, happy birthday to you two legends as well, because technically it's your birthday, like every day is your birthday. But I just want to say I am beyond proud of everything you guys have done. You just kill it in everything you do, in every walk of life. And I couldn't think of anyone more deserving of how far you've come. So congratulations. I just want to thank you for being such good friends. My fave memory, I just want to keep it simple. Like, I just love our midweek dinners, us sitting around the table doing tarot cards. You both lift me up, make me feel so good. And, you know, I bring the good sex story. So it's a good balance, guys. I'll never stop fucking rooting around, and I bloody love you both so much. Congratulations. Bye.
Next up, we have the guest from episode 49, Self-Love and Body Image with Healthy Chick 101, aka Riley Hempson.
A massive happy second birthday to the chicks. One of my fave memes would have to be the Jagger Christmas party last year. I remember showing up and being greeted by Lou swigging something straight out of the bottle, and I'm pretty sure it was Fireball, so that's just a bloody classic little moment. But yeah, just a huge congrats. You two are honestly such massive inspos, and you should just be so proud of what you've created and achieved. It's just like so refreshing how bloody humble you both are. It's always such a pleasure to be around you guys, whether we are drinking Fireball in the forest, chatting in the podcast studio, or on set shooting for Jagger. You guys are just such good vibes all around. So love ya and happy birthday.
Next up, we have the guest from episode 31, The Reality Behind Reality TV, featuring Maths Davina Rankin.
Happy, 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 happy birthday. Oh my God, you girls, I cannot believe what you guys have achieved in 2 years. Wow, you are just killing it. I'm so proud of you both. This is Davina, by the way. I've loved being a guest on the podcast, and I love listening. I just think you guys are amazing and such an inspiration for so many people out there. You fucking keep it real. You're amazing. You're hilarious. And yeah, happy fucking birthday. Woo!
All right, now it's time to hear the girls from Jagger HQ.
Chee-hoo!
What a do, baby!
It's your Jagger babes, Em,
Mick,
and Annika.
We're so proud of you hitting your second year anniversary of Happy Hour.
And we're so excited to be on this wild ride with you. If only you really knew what went on at HQ while you were podcasting.
Keep the drinks flowing. We're so excited for everyone to see what's coming next.
We bloody love ya!
Next up, we have a voice you may not have heard before, but she has a big impact on the podcast behind the scenes. We have Tam, who is one of the producers here at the Spin Studio.
Hey, queens. Honestly, can't believe it's been 2 years. I've almost been with you for 2 years. What an absolute journey. As Courtney just mentioned, for those that don't know me, I am from behind the scenes and I help the girls with all their sponsorship for the potty. And I step in for producer courts occasionally. So yeah, that's who I am. Girls might say I'm a bit of a pain in their ass at times, but I bloody love yous, girls. My favourite mem would definitely be from most recently, from the recording of the Bombay Beach episode. I honestly felt like I was sitting there listening to a horror story as if I didn't know the ending and wondering whether or not you were going to make it out alive. And oh my God, the relief I felt when you got to the end. Wow, that was a lot. To be honest, this is one of the many crazy moments I have had the chance to experience with you, and I'm so incredibly proud of you both and what you deliver each week. You've become more than a podcast to your punters, but more like best friends they didn't know they needed. Something to be proud of for sure. Keep being amazing, and I can't wait for what's ahead. Happy birthday, Happy Hour, and happy birthday, babies. Love yous.
All right, next up from the Spin Studio Network, we have the lady who edits the Happy Hour podcast, Sammy.
Why, hello, you absolute lords. It's Sammy here. I feel so honoured to be a part of celebrating the second birthday of this incredible podcast, and I'm just so insanely lucky that I get to work behind the scenes on Happy Hour every single week. Thank you for the constant laughs and forever edited ad reads. I am so excited to see you girls continue to grow and build this community further and further. Love yous.
And next up, for HR purposes, I'll just be referring to this guy as Adam.
Chee-hoo to the biggest lords I know. Lucy and Nikki, it's Hot Adam here. Happy second birthday.
What an incredible milestone. With almost 7 million downloads and 200 episodes, what an incredible feat. Honestly, you two are so inspiring. The friendship that you guys have is just amazing. The stories and the constant entertainment week in, week out is honestly amazing. You girls are constantly keeping me on my toes, and I'm just truly grateful to work with you two. For my favorite memory, how could I go past my first week as your tech producer? Nikki and Lucy literally giving me an actual heart attack. For Nikki, you legit scared the hell out of me when you actually passed out in the podcast room. Honestly, I didn't know what to do. I was running around the office looking for Sam, trying to do something helpful. And in the meantime, you came to and everything was all good. You continued to record the podcast and you soldiered on, and it was an incredible podcast. Lucy, you guys were getting a little bit too turned up for America and got a little bit excited and kicked the electrical box in the podcast room and shut all the equipment down. We didn't know what happened. We were like, did we have a blackout? Everyone's looking at me like, what'd you do? I'm sitting there going, oh, shit. But everything was great. You girls are so entertaining. It's amazing working with you two, and I'm so excited for what the future holds. Congratulations.
And last but not least, it wouldn't be a happy hour episode without something from the punters. First up, we have Bella, the iconic woman who was sculling drinks on stage at the live show.
Hey queens, it's Bella the punter here, just jumping on to say a massive happy second birthday to Happy Hour and to congratulate you guys on everything you've achieved so far. It's been crazy and incredible to watch you guys grow both personally and on the podcast, and to see the punter community get bigger and bigger every single day. I mean, it's been such an honor to represent the punters both on the podcast and the live show. So I thank you both so much for that opportunity. The live show was the greatest day of my life, by the way. Nothing's ever going to beat that. And also just to thank you guys, like, on behalf of the punters, for being so open and honest with us, for sharing so much, and for starting so many important conversations. And also, most importantly, for just putting a smile on our faces every single day. It's been such a hard 2 years for so many people, and Happy Hour has been such a relief for so many. So keep up the wild as fuck stories. Keep doing what you're doing. We all love you so much. I love you so much, and I can't wait to see what the future holds.
Hey, queens. It's Hayley Gillard here. I just wanted to say a happy 2 years. Thank you for all the fun times, the Happy Hour show. Still recovering from it, I swear to God. And the times where I've nearly peed in my car and almost didn't make it home. It's been an absolute banger. Have the best day ever, and I'm honestly so excited for what comes up next.
Hey besties, my name is Briley. That's Briley with a B. I remember vividly when Cute But Psycho came out. I was on holiday with a shitty ex-boyfriend and was on a walk by myself listening to this and thinking, holy fuck, who are these girls? I love them. Ever since, I have absolutely adored and looked up to you guys. Every Monday and Wednesday, I get up, make a coffee, go for a walk, and feel so bloody blissful listening to you two have a yarn. So I just wanted to say thank you so much, and happy Happy Hour B-Day. I'd also just quietly like to claim being one of the very first to get the cult wine glass tattoo. Love yous.
Hey Nikki and Lucy, it's Kirsten here. Just wanted to jump on and wish you a massive happy second birthday. Holy, I can't believe how quickly time flies these days. I've been a punter since 2018 and originally came across you girls when I was on the hunt for some epic festival fit inspo, and I've just never left. Before the podcast even existed, I was so obsessed with your chatty Instagram stories where Nick would be driving and Luce would be in the passenger seat just chatting away. Then the potty was announced. I was so excited, and I have no idea where I would be without it these days. The potty got me through my long-term relationship breakup around the same time as you both, and I remember thinking, I don't feel so alone anymore, and if these girls can get through this, then so can I. The idea of moving back home at 25 and so far away from work was my version of rock bottom, but thanks to you girls, the potty, it made me feel like I was just chatting to my two besties on my drive to work. As a reminder to myself that I can get through absolutely anything and still remain a badass bitch, I got the Happy Hour tattoo on my arm, and it's just unbelievable how many punters I have met on nights out. I can't thank you both enough for this amazing community that you have created, and I cannot thank you enough for always putting me in stitches every episode. I honestly should have abs by now. You girls are lords. Stay wild, my queens. Happy birthday. Love your loads. Mwah.
Hey, chicks. My name's Emily and I've been a punter since September 2019, since the very beginning. I love you girls for giving me the confidence to fly solo from Melbourne to the Gold Coast for your very first live show, where I got to meet two of my best friends, Chloe and Moz. I don't think I'll ever get tired of Lucy demonstrating the paddle pop, and I definitely need to see Nikki do the Irish jig again. Happy birthday, happy hour. Never do less, queens.
Hey, Lucy and Nikki, it's Harley from Tassie. I'm a diehard punter fan, and my bestie Bianca is also. We decided one day after too many cocktails on Bruny Island that we would book in a tattoo appointment after knowing each other for 9 months. So now we have matching punter tattoos in our butts and we wouldn't change a thing. We love you guys so much. You keep us living our best lives. Love yous. Bye.
Hi, Lords. It's Hayley here. Happy second freaking birthday. I've been following you girls since well before you started your podcast. I'm not even sure how long it's been, to be honest. Some would say too long, but I say bring on the next freaking 50 years, eh? Just kidding. I still can't get over the podcast you girls did when you pranked us for April Fools. Mum and I were both texting each other like, how the fuck could she do that to Lucy? I don't get it. But I'm glad it was a prank because Lord knows what us punters would do if you two weren't friends. That would just be heartbreaking. And I also can't forget when Lucy saw me in Surfers wearing Jagger and Stone and she came up behind me and just slapped me on the ass and was like, cute skirt. And I was like freaking the fuck out. I was like, holy shit. And then I honestly appreciate it so much that you two stopped for a photo with me even though you were in a rush. Like, you two are amazing. But just wanted to say, I bloody love yous. Monday and Wednesdays would be fucking boring without you. And it's time for some birthday behavior, baby. Eshko!
Hey, queenies. Longtime loyal punter and listener here, Maddie. Just wanted to wish you a very happy second birthday to Happy Hour. I've loved listening to your podcast since the first episode dropped, making me piss myself laughing with every story and also making me cry and really think with your more serious topics. Seriously, yous have gotten me through both these Sydney lockdowns, man. The dedication even led me to the cult classic of getting your brand wine glass tatted on me forever, and I bloody fucking love it. So grateful to be one of the Lords. Endless love for both you and the spin team.
Well, that's it for this secret little bonus episode. We just wanted you both to know how loved you are and how we all need a little Lucy and Nikki in our lives. We can't wait for many more years to come of Happy Hour. And maybe one day Lucy will be live podcasting during her labour and Nikki will finally have a story to tell us about that one time she had a threesome in Mykonos. Love you, girls. Happy birthday to Happy Hour. Cheers, babes.